From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. As she prepares to head to the annual UN General Assembly, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is warning Iran that she will push for more sanctions soon if the country continues to defy the international community on the nuclear issue. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
On the sidelines of the UN meeting, Secretary Clinton will sit down with her counterparts on the Iran issue, the Permanent Security Council members, plus Germany. They will prepare for the October 1st talks with Iran. Clinton says the U.S. is serious about negotiations and will test whether Iran is too.
There will be accompanying costs for Iran's continued defiance, more isolation and economic pressure, less possibility of progress for the people of Iran.
Speaking at the Brookings Institution, Clinton said the U.S. is trying to resolve this issue diplomatically and not just talking for the sake of talking. She said the Obama administration will take stock at the end of the year to see if there's any movement. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
There were protests in the streets of Tehran today where tens of thousands of Iranians either showed their support or their opposition to the country's leaders. For opposition protesters, including those who clashed with police as they tried to disrupt any Israeli rallies, it marked the first major street demonstration since July. Witnesses say security forces fired tear gas to break up one opposition march and were met by protesters throwing bricks and stones. Also reports of Iranian hardliners attacking the main opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi at a march there. NPR has learned from law enforcement officials directly involved with the case. The FBI is working out a plea agreement with a man they suspected of planning a terrorist attack on targets here in the U.S. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Two senior law enforcement officials tell NPR that an airport shuttle driver from the Denver area has admitted to getting explosives training at an al-Qaeda camp. The driver is a 25-year-old Afghan named Najibullah Zazi. He and his lawyers are in negotiations to plead guilty to a terrorism charge and will cooperate with investigators. His lawyers, through a spokesperson, told NPR that they would have no further comment this evening. The FBI and NYPD searched apartments in Queens and Denver this week looking for bomb components related to this case. Those raids were the first public indication that an investigation was underway. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Former Morgan Stanley banker has been handed a stiff jail sentence by a judge in Hong Kong. The judge ruled that Du Jian, a former managing director of the Wall Street Investment Bank, should be jailed for 7 years and pay a $3 million fine. The case involves illegal trades made by the 41-year-old Beijing native who showed little emotion at his sentencing. The judge noted at the sentencing that Du carried out the trades despite his more than $2 million a year salary at Morgan Stanley. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 36 points, ending the week at 9,820. The NASDAQ was up 6 points today. This is NPR. A car bomb that exploded in a market south of Baghdad today has killed at least 7 people and wounded 21 others. Officials say the bomb was in a parked car and exploded just before the end of the day's Ramadan fasting, a time when the market was packed with shoppers buying food for the evening meal. The area where the bombing occurred, 20 miles south of Baghdad, is home to a sizable Shiite community. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but evening gatherings linked to Ramadan have been targeted by al-Qaeda in the past. The rate of job loss slowed last month, but the new unemployment figures out today were not good news for many states. More than a dozen reported unemployment rates of 10% or higher. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
Jobs were lost in 42 states last month. That's a big jump over July's numbers when just 25 states saw payrolls cut. Unemployment rates rose in 27 states with the biggest job losses in Texas, Michigan, Georgia, and Ohio. Heavy manufacturing job losses put Michigan at the top of the nation's unemployment rate at 15.2. Nevada, Rhode Island, California, and Oregon followed with rates above 12%. Nevada and California have been hit hard by the housing crisis. Rhode Island attributes its high rate to the loss of thousands of manufacturing and government jobs. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger took advantage of the new numbers to push for reforming the state's tax structure and its water system. This is the highest recorded jobless rate since 1976 for California, Nevada, and Rhode Island. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
Crude oil futures ended the week lower. The price of crude was down 43 cents a barrel today, settling at $72.04 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.